What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday. I hope everybody celebrating had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I will say I did have a great Thanksgiving, although I have two complaints. Two. One, I have been telling, so every year my cousin makes cornbread for Thanksgiving. This is like a relatively new thing because growing up, like, we have a very Italian Thanksgiving. It's just, my family's Italian, so that's what they knew and that's what they did, and things got passed on. And truthfully, I like it. Like, we have tortellini soup, but then we have the normal, like, turkey, yams, not sweet potatoes, yams, apparently how they're prepared. My grandma's stuffing recipe, which I like because it doesn't have croutons in it. I don't fuck with the soggy croutons. I don't. But growing up, we didn't have a lot of the traditional, like, American things as well. Like, we didn't have cornbread. We didn't have mashed potatoes because we had the yams. Things like that. So somewhere along the years, my cousin decided that she was going to make cornbread. And that was going to be her thing. Every year she was going to make cornbread, and I loved it. I would have way too many pieces. But cornbread is one of those things that it's in the grocery store all times of year. Like, it doesn't go away. It's there all year round. But I literally, like, only have it on Thanksgiving. I never think to make it. It's not the most macro friendly, I'll say. But it's one of those things that it's like, I really could have it all year round besides prep, you know, but I don't. I don't know why. It's just a special occasion food. So I save it for Thanksgiving. And I've been telling my cousin, Alexis, since June. I don't know. So way long, long time ago. While I was in prep, I was like, you're going to need to make my own box. Like, I am going to house this. I am so excited for it. I've said it on multiple counts. And she was like, you will get your own box. Don't you worry. I was like, I need all the cornbread. So we pull up to the table on Thanksgiving. First of all, there's too many people. And the overflow ended up being me, my brother, and my cousin. So we sat in the kitchen at the kids' table, just the three of us, which honestly was fine. We liked it over there. But my mom and my aunt had put out, like, a bunch of stuff on our little table, just so we didn't have to go back and forth between the big room and our room. And I see this cornbread that's not what I was expecting, okay? My cousin makes the classic, like, Betty Crocker cornbread from the box. There's nothing special about it, but, like, don't fix what ain't broken. Like, it's beautiful, and I love it. I am a huge fan. This cornbread is looking soggy. There's no crisp to it. I like when there's a crisp on the outside, but then it's like a little, like, sticky gooey on the top, soft on the inside. This looks a little wet. And there's real pieces of corn in there. Now, you're either a person who likes corn in their cornbread or you are a person who doesn't. And I do not. I like corn and I like cornbread, but I do not like corn in my cornbread. I'm here for the bread. That's what I'm here for. So I take one look at this and I look at her and I go, what is this? And she was like, I didn't want to tell you. Aunt Kelly made the cornbread this year. And I was like, what? What? She was like, I got beat out. I got beat out. She said she was making it. It was supposed to be a corn pudding, but it turned into this. I couldn't even mask it. I said, I'm distraught. I'm taken aback. I'm shocked. I'm caught off guard. I'm being dramatic though. So yes, I was slightly disappointed, but Aunt Kelly's cornbread was good in its own way. It just wasn't what I was expecting. And no, I mean, nobody read too into this. I mean, I'm very thankful that I even get this privilege. I know there's a lot of people who don't, but the shock. Cornbread's one of my favorite things. Stuffing's a close second. Now, ooh, I love my grandma's stuffing. Second thing, I decide on Wednesday, I am going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to bake some of my own stuff. to bring to Thanksgiving. I saw these recipes on Instagram. I was going to make biscuits stuffed with brie. And then I was going to make these little munchkin, like donut hole things, but a healthy version out of like sweet potatoes and stuff. I'm not going to get it too into that. I actually did film myself like making them, so that will be up on YouTube. But it took me a long time. The biscuits were pretty easy, but the sweet potatoes, you know, you gotta like peel them and chop them. Then you gotta boil them so they're soft. And then you gotta wait till they dry out so they're not watery. Then you gotta make the whole dough out of it. It was like a whole process. It took me like a few hours. And in the middle of it, I'm setting up the Christmas tree, shit all over my hands, like with this dough. But I was very proud of them. And I was so excited. Like, I love cooking for people and like seeing their reactions. Like, I don't know, it's just like brings me joy. Like, I like when people enjoy my food. So for those of you that don't know, my parents are divorced, and I went to my dad's house with my brother before I went to my aunt's house on my mom's side. My mom is bringing all the food, so fault on my end, I just assumed that she was going to take the food that I made too. I didn't think about bringing it up to her or like bringing it myself. I just assumed she would take it. We sit down for dinner and I go, "Oh, Mom, where are my biscuits?" And she goes, "Hmm? I didn't bring those." And I was like, "Huh? What about the munchkins?" And she was like, I didn't bring those. And I said, "What? Why?" And she goes, "I didn't know what they were for." I was like, "Huh? Excuse me? I spent like 3 hours in the kitchen yesterday trying to make this dessert for everybody." And she was like, "Yeah, I really didn't know what you were making those for." I was like, okay. So that devastated me. I looked at my cousin. I said, "You will come over on Saturday and you will eat my goddamn biscuits because I fucking made them for everybody." I did. It broke my heart. Broke my heart a little bit, but you know what? Miscommunication. It's fine. I forgive her. I will live. I had to make this episode somewhat dramatic. You know, I had to give you guys some sort of story. But seriously, my Thanksgiving was good. Nobody bit each other's head off. Everyone was kind. No fighting, which is always beautiful. Yeah. I hope you guys had a happy holiday. I'll be talking today more about the holidays and adjusting to all that stuff. But things have happened this week that I've been so eager to talk to you guys about. So we're just going to move on in to this episode, and we're going to start with some hot topics because they are hot and we must discuss. Now, the question is, do we start with the good news or the bad news? And I think how this normally goes is people start with the bad news. So if you weren't aware, here I am at work on what, Tuesday, I think? Yeah, Tuesday. Just, you know, took a little break from my work, open up my phone, go on Instagram. Was not expecting to see that the entire Vanderpump Rules cast has been recasted for season 12. I think it's 12. 12, 13, 12. Listen. I know that Vanderpump Rules is not what it once was. Okay? Nothing will bring back those first few seasons. Jax, Stassi, Kristen, the chaos of it all. People have been saying since like after Scandoval, like they're kind of at an end here, like they're grown up. You know, Vanderpump Rules started because it was like a group of people that worked together and were just causing chaos in this friend group. So, like, they've moved on. They've gotten older, which is totally fine. All good things must come to an end. So I was expecting, since they didn't announce it last season, oh, this is probably going to be the last season of Vanderpump Rules. Don't make a whole new cast and continue the show. Because the odds are that the staff now is not Jax and Stassi and Tom Sandoval. I don't want to see it. I don't think I'm going to watch. What are we going to have, Peter on there who's pushing like 42 right now? I I don't know. I liked The Valley. I thought The Valley was a good, not a great. It was a good show. It's different. It's based on people who are older and they have kids in their life now. Move Sheena over there. She just bought a house in The Valley. Move Lala to that show. James, I don't give a shit. Like, just have them on that. But why does Vanderpump Rules have to continue? Just let it be. Lisa's got a million other shows. She was barely in it last season. Let it die. Let it end. Because they've tried bringing on new people in the past, like Max and what was that other blonde girl, the one that's really good friends with Katie? I forget her name. Exactly my point. Those people don't stick. They're not. Vanderpump Rules is so good. It was so good because of who was on it. That's it. Like, it's just, it's the same thing with Grey's Anatomy. Like, everyone's dead or gone. Just end it. Just fucking end it and start a new show. Just make a new show. So that's my opinion. I wasn't happy about that. I was like, just let it be what it is. Don't ruin a good thing. And then seeing everyone's posts got me all up in the feels. All up in the feels, especially James. And then I was thinking, like, how are we going to continue the show without any of them? It's just not. It truly irritated me. Now, on a happier note, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, this is sad. Dancing with the Stars has come to an end. But what a finale, guys. I mean, I was in between. I said I was in between Danny and Joey. So happy that Joey won. Him and Jenna are just, oh my God, they're like twins. They look so alike, but he really just killed every single fucking dance. But Danny Amendola dressed up as Ken. I have been saying, I pulled out this tweet from like November 12th or something. I tweeted, Danny Amendola looks like Ryan Gosling. Not like twins, but they could definitely be related. He put that wig on and like him and Whitney doing the voiceover, like TikToks, you really could tell me that's Ryan Gosling. You really could. Great job. Loved it. But I am sad that it's over. I am sad that I didn't go into work on Wednesday and I should have realized that they would all be at Good Morning America, which I pass every single fucking day on my way to work. But I stayed home because it was the day before Thanksgiving, like a fucking idiot. God damn it. I'm not ready for them not to be on my TV every week. Like, where am I going to see Joey now? Where am I going to see it? But job well done. Now I can't. As per usual, I cannot stop stalking their Instagrams. I can't. Especially Jenna. I went down. I got myself into a hole the other day. Just, I went from Joey to Jenna to Val to Max to Peter. I ran the whole circuit. But very happy for Joey. Phenomenal finale. I didn't want Danny to get, like, I think like Chandler should have got fifth instead of Danny, but whatever. I ain't gonna complain. I got to see them both on my TV one last time, and now I'll sit here and think about it until next year. Who's gonna top that? Joey was so good. He was so good. Okay, hot topics. This week's health and fitness related hot topic, Jesus. Oh God, my brain. Sometimes I wonder. Anyway, weekly highlights. That's what I meant to say. This week's health and fitness related highlight is the fact that Marissa and I were able to go to hot yoga together this Saturday. So the two of us woke up, we went to hot yoga, we got coffee, we shopped. It was like a nice little girls' moment. It was a much needed girls' day, a little yap. Little catch up. Haven't seen her since like the second week of November, which honestly, we were texting this week and we're like, girl, it's been forever. It was like 2 weeks. Honestly, it was like 2 weeks, but very important in our busy, busy lives to make time for friends and for each other. So I'm proud of us for getting that done. And we got a good sweat on while we did it. Love that. Now, non-health and fitness related highlight. My non-health and fitness related highlight is the picture I got of Chloe. in her juicy hoodie, and I put the hood on. I will post it on Instagram. Follow the podcast on Instagram because I will post it. I put her hoodie on, and she did not fuck with it. She did not fuck with it at all. But the picture, holy shit, it had me rolling on the ground. Just the little things. It's just, the highlights can be the little things, guys. I've been saying this. That's all I needed to send me. To just send me. She was giving this look. Her eyes were bulging out of her head. She was giving this look of like, someone please fucking help me. Like, please. Or like, her eyeballs were going to pop out of her goddamn head. She froze when we put that hood on. Oh my God. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. Because I will be posting it. Okay, guys, we have to take a quick pause. We need to backtrack just a little bit because I had recorded this part of the episode on Saturday. I was going to record the rest on Sunday. And then I totally forgot that I was going to see Wicked on Saturday night. And then that needs to be included in the Hot Topics. So we're just going to do a little flip-flopping right now. I know we talked about the Hot Topics already, but we got to go back. Because I gotta give my Wicked notes. Okay, so I had texted Steven, which if you guys have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that Steven is my movie buff BFF. I texted him my notes, so I would have it for you guys. Okay, overall, 10 out of 10. Perfect start. Let me preface this by saying I have not seen the play. I know that, like, you might have gasped, especially because I've seen many a Broadway play. I haven't seen it, okay? I don't know. And for me, like, my parents saw it, I'm pretty sure, when Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth were there. And, like, they're not there now. So I just feel like it's past, okay? Whatever. But I did see SpongeBob with Ethan, whatever his last name is. And I didn't like it. Not the point. Okay. So I do know like the soundtrack, because I had to sing multiple of those songs. For Good is the first one that comes to my head, which isn't even in part one, but we had to sing those songs in chorus. So I know the songs, but I don't really know anything. I mean, I know that they're friends and that Elphaba started out good and then she becomes the Wicked Witch, but that's all I knew. So perfect start, perfect cliffhanger end. Not that that was their doing. It's literally the play's acts, but still, what an end. So they're doing Wicked Part 1 and Wicked Part 2. This is Wicked Part 1, which it was pretty lengthy. So I will say, like, thank you, because the whole Wicked, like, I feel like we would have had to cut out some parts, and it was perfectly done. It starts off, and this isn't really a spoiler. I won't say how it ends. Because that's more of a spoiler. But it starts off with the Wicked Witch of the West is dead. She's dead. A child poured water over her. You see Dorothy and the gang walking towards the Wizard of Oz. Everyone finds out that the Wicked Witch is dead. It's chilling and a good way to tie in, like, to just already tie those two stories together. Like The Wizard of Oz and Wicked. Very chilling. Next note. Ariana does amazing job at playing Kristen, playing Glinda. And I'm here for it. So Kristen Chenoweth made Glinda this poppy, almost ditzy, airheaded blonde, lighthearted, means good but is spoiled type of character. The Glinda in The Wizard of Oz is just graceful and reserved and kind and beautiful, and that's what we see from Ariana's Glinda in the beginning act, when she is the Glinda of The Wizard of Oz, if you're following with me here. But Kristen Chenoweth really brought Glinda to life and, like, made this character out of Glinda, because we don't really see her that much in The Wizard of Oz. We just know that she's the good witch of the North. I want to say. I don't know. Ariana did a very good job at replicating Kristen, because Kristen brought something. It's just her voice. Kristen Chenoweth has that little nasally high-pitched voice, and Ariana kind of brought that back, where I feel like nothing was lost in that transition. I was a little nervous, but nothing was lost in that transition. And then I thought about it and I was like, this is Kat we're talking about from Victoria. Of course she could pull it out. Of course she could. But her singing sounded very much like Kristen Chenoweth, which I actually liked. I liked that. I thought, because I really, we just hit the microphone there. I really like Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel. Like, I love that pairing together. And I think they both just did outstanding, like, irreplicable, well, I guess, no, replicable jobs. That I appreciated that she sounded like it and didn't put her own, like, Ariana-y twist on it. Whereas Elphaba's part was given a little bit more of a modern twist, which I liked it and I think it sounded good. But I'm just so used to, like, what I've already heard, you know, which then brings me to Cynthia Erivo. Phenomenal voice, phenomenal acting. I want to say her voice did not sound bad. It sounded phenomenal. I was just a little surprised that, like, her voice sounds a lot younger than Idina Menzel. Idina Menzel has a very mature voice, where I feel like Cynthia Erivo has a younger voice. So for me, I didn't necessarily like it or dislike it. I just kind of took note of that and was like, oh, this is a little bit different, but it still works. Number three, we already kind of discussed this in previous episodes. Ariana needs to eat food immediately and stop joking about not eating food. I'm worried for her. Okay, next note. I accidentally purchased this in 3D and I wish I didn't, because it didn't need to be 3D. And at many times my vision was getting blurry, which was a distraction. Literally did not need to be in 3D. There was just no purpose for it. Next note. I didn't really like the dancing. Some of it looked fake. There were several points where I wanted to cry, felt myself actually with my face in my hands. Like, this movie got me emotionally, especially when it comes to animals and the whole, again, this isn't really spoiling anything, but when it's talking about, like, the animals and, like, they're going to lose their voices, like, that shit really got me. That shit got me good. I think I have bad ADHD. I can't sit still. When I'm watching TV at home, I need to be playing a game on my phone. Like, I just can't sit still. I was fully locked in. Like, fully locked in to this movie. Next, Michelle Yeoh is an icon, and I love that she can't pronounce R's right, like a true Asian. And then my last note, Jurassic Park. We love Jurassic Park. And I probably had more, but I'm not going to drone on for 15 minutes about it. But guys, seriously, like, I didn't really, I gave like half a shit about Wicked. Like, I was like, okay, like, whatever. Like, hype, whatever. Worth it. Worth all of the hype. Felt very magical. Job well done. Definitely a movie that I don't think will hit the same at home. 10 out of 10, would recommend to see in theaters. Okay, so with the holidays here and stuff like that, and with me getting off prep and kind of like going through this reverse, I wanted to kind of address how I'm going to be handling the holiday season, and just some, like, I don't even know if it's like tips and tricks, but just things to help you get through it and know that, like, you're not insane and you're not alone in the thoughts that you're thinking. So the first things first, do like your best to block out what anybody else is commenting, unless it's your coach, unless it's your dietitian or your therapist. Try and block out, and I know it's easier said than done, what anybody else is saying. about what you eat on special occasions, okay? Whether it's vacation, holidays, whatever. You can't control what people say. And we all have those asshole family members who just can't keep those comments to themselves. But you can't control how you react to them. And for me, like, I used to get super bothered when my family would make comments of like, oh, look at you eating this. Or like, no one really realizes she's a fat ass at heart. Stuff like that. Like, you used to really, really bother me because I eat clean so often. And it felt like every time that I had like an off day or like was celebrating a holiday or something, somebody had something to say. And that really used to grind my gears until I realized, why the fuck am I getting so worked up? Like, I can choose to get worked up or I can choose to just ignore it. And now I barely hear it. I barely hear it. And it comes mentally. You kind of have to train yourself. But they're going to say what they want to say. And it's mostly because they feel like shit that they're not on top of their shit like you are. Okay? Or so just ignore that. Or say you do struggle with your weight and you have a family member that's always telling you, don't eat this, don't eat that, you should stay away from this, are you sure you really want that? Enjoy your fucking holiday. Okay? Readdress it tomorrow. But enjoy your holiday. If it makes you very happy to eat the cookie, eat the cookie. If it doesn't make you happy to eat the cookie, then don't eat the cookie. Okay? Your health is super important. If you are struggling with your weight and stuff, yes, you should be very conscious. Maybe you do need to reevaluate things, but that's not for your family member to decide who's not a medical professional. Go seek help from a nutritionist, a dietitian, a coach, someone. And do it after the holidays, because any coach is going to tell you, enjoy the freaking holiday, and then we'll get back on our shit tomorrow. Now, what does my coach tell me and what I tell my clients, and I think it's a beautiful thing to share with you guys, is the holidays are the holidays. I said it last week too, so I'm not going to go like too, I'm not going to beat a dead horse here, but we need to find our balance between enjoying the holidays and sticking to our goals. So for me, I know, like obviously on Thanksgiving, on Christmas Eve, and on Christmas, I am going to go free reign. I'm going to not follow plan, not touch my food scale. I'm going to eat. I'm going to enjoy. My office has a holiday party, so I will be enjoying that holiday party so I don't have to feel restricted and I can enjoy myself. But then other than that, it's back on plan. You know, I don't know, maybe something will come up, but right now, like, my friends don't have anything planned. Like, we didn't do a Friendsgiving. We don't have any like Secret Santa like parties or anything going. Oh, I guess like New Year's Eve, I'm going to be out. Hopefully, if my friends give me plans, but you know, whatever. God, now I lost my train of thought. Okay. Yeah. So those days I know that I'm going to go off track a little bit. I'm not going off track every single day. Yes, there are things in this. There are candy canes in the store. There are those Pillsbury picture sugar cookies in the stores. You know, there's leftover this and there's leftover that. But it doesn't align with my goals to be eating like that every day. Listen, I'm on a stricter diet right now just because I am still in my reverse. But there are ways, like if you want to dress up your or be able to utilize your leftovers in a healthier way, there's ways to do it. You know, if you had turkey this past Thursday and you have extra turkey, use the white meat and make a turkey salad sandwich. Make a turkey sandwich with some tomato and some turkey bacon. Put it in an omelet. There are ways, and I'm sure you could research it if you just took a few seconds to look it up instead of being lazy. There are healthy ways that you can work those into your diet, but eating every single piece of the leftover pumpkin pie, probably not the best idea. So try your hardest to kind of keep it to those days. Enjoy what you want to enjoy, but then on the days that are just a regular day in December, go about it like a regular day in December, because it's very easy to spiral. It's very easy to be like, well, I have this and I don't want it to go to waste. Or like, well, I did it yesterday, so what's one more day? And then what's one more day? One more day, one more day turns into now the next thing you know, it's January and you're up 10 pounds like you said you weren't going to be. Okay. So how do I personally deal? Honestly, this is more of just like bulking season and growing season, winter season in general, but especially like the holidays, like the day after a holiday, the day after Thanksgiving, like you're not feeling great about yourself. You're not feeling the best you've ever felt. Maybe your stomach's a little upset. You're, what am I going to say? You're feeling a little bloated, a little heavier. How do I deal with that and how do I cope with that? First of all, the first thing I tell myself is, all right, Liz, you got two choices today. You either stay on top of your shit and we get right back on track so you stop feeling like this, or we go in spiral and you continue to feel like this. You got to be hard ass with yourself sometimes. And that's what I tell myself. Listen, you want to go downstairs and have the extra cinnamon rolls that your mom made yesterday? Or you want to go back and have your breakfast that's on your plan? You're going to get after it today? You're going to get up and exercise? You're going to sit here and rot and then feel sorry for yourself, grabbing your stomach and saying, oh my God, I'm so fat. No, we don't do that around here. But I'm going to be honest with you guys, especially after prep and seeing myself gain weight. Like I said it last week in my check-in to Alex. I said, you know, I do wish I was like 5 pounds lighter. And he responded and said, knock it off. Stop saying that. I don't want to hear it. You look healthy. Your body is getting healthy right now. Like, just stop it. And I was like, thank you. Thank you for saying that. And thank you for saying it the way that you said it, because I needed to hear that. So first of all, you probably don't look as bad as you think you do, but I can't control your head for you. Only you can. So what do we do when I'm looking at myself the day after Thanksgiving and I'm like, oh Jesus, I see it. I see it all. I see every single piece of sweet potato. I see all the cornbread. I see every last drop of gravy. I see it right here in my stomach. Here it is. Oh, in my arms. Oh my God. On my sides. I put on one of the many large sweatshirts or t-shirts that I have that doesn't cling to my frame on purpose. I put on some leggings. I make it a cute little fit. You know, got some today I put on my vintage Abercrombie. It's not vintage, but it looks vintage. It's from this year. Abercrombie New York Giants sweatshirt. It's a large, even though I'm small on purpose. I put on some leggings. I put on a hat, threw my hair up, looked super, super cute. So I felt cute in my outfit and I did not see an inch of my skin. So when I'm looking at myself in the mirror at the gym, I'm seeing face. That's all I'm seeing. Okay. Stop over analyzing yourself and do what you can to be better, to change what you want to change. Don't sit and look at yourself grabbing your skin in the mirror and then go downstairs and go eat the leftover pumpkin pie. Put on a big freaking t-shirt. Tell yourself that you're going to do something to make a change and to feel your best. Get after it. Okay? And then one last tip for you. This is more of just like a preventative thing. I should have said this before Thanksgiving, but I didn't. Something that we do in like the bodybuilding world is like we water load to kind of like flush out our bodies like beforehand, like prep our bodies, and then we go through peak week, you know, we're eating all those carbs, we're eating a lot of sugar, we have our meals after the show, and then we fill up with water afterwards to kind of detox. So drink a lot of fluids before and drink a lot of fluids after, flush out your body, sit in the sauna, hydrate, 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 and just keep chugging along. I hope you guys have had a fantastic Thanksgiving. If you're struggling, if you need somebody to set you on a plan so you know that you're on the right path, reach out to me. I do online coaching and I'm happy to work with you. I'll see if I can do something maybe special for the holidays. We'll see about that. But I hope you guys have a happy, happy, oh, I was going to say, I hope you guys had a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And I don't know, I would say like Merry Christmas and whatnot, but we'll be back next week. And we will be back next week with a very good interview that I'm very excited for you guys to listen to. Alrighty, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Go see Wicked. Go follow the podcast on Instagram because I will be posting that picture of Chloe at Confessions of a Gym Rat. And then make sure you're following me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Lifts with Liz. Stay tuned next week for a fantastic interview that we're going to have. I hope you guys have a happy and healthy Monday, and I will talk to you next week.